You're listening to KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Welcome back to This Week in Weed. Every aisle of a store presents hundreds of choices, and soon you could have a lot more options when it comes to CBD. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill legalizing the retail sales of a wide range of consumable products derived from hemp. It's just one of the new cannabis-related laws that could impact the industry in the world's fifth largest economy. Joining us to talk about that and other new laws is Leafly Senior Editor David Downs. Thanks for coming on, David.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, now I've already seen a handful of CBD products like lotion sold in some stores, but this new law, it opens the door for other items?
That's correct. The CBD gold rush in America continues with Assembly Bill 45. It's a more sort of fallout or rollout from the 2018 Farm Bill, which at the federal level designated that cannabis that is less than 0.3% THC, that is the main active ingredient in marijuana, is not marijuana. In fact, it's hemp. It won't get you stoned. You know, we've had about 100 years of hemp prohibition here in California, which is weird because it's a food and a fuel and a fiber and a medicine for thousands of years. Most specifically, people have been using it as an antispasmodic or an anti-anxiety wellness product. And now there's a framework for growing and selling it here in California. It just, as long as it follows a bunch of rules and meets a bunch of new milestones for other regulations, we could be looking at CBD in many more things in the years to come.
Well, talk to me about those many more things. What sort of products? Food, drinks, doggy treats?
Yeah, food, drinks, cosmetics, anything you could put CBD in, people are trying to. The big sort of red flag is you cannot put it in an inhalable product right now, no inhalable hemp, without a taxing structure and 21 and older limits, as well as new limits on dangerous additives. You'd have to register with the Department of Health and follow other rules, like you can market it to kids or pregnant or breastfeeding women, or there'd be these advertising restrictions and you need to label it and test it. And there'd be three agencies involved in enforcing the CBD rules. But provisionally, we should see more CBD products rolling out. And then the big question is, what do you do with the legal cannabis industry? Well, by July 1st, 2022, a report has to go to the governor on potentially adding hemp to the cannabis supply chain. That's a big deal because hemp's being grown all over America. Those guys are banging on the doors of our licensed dispensaries here in California. And so far, regulators have been trying to keep, you know, the wild and woolly hemp trade out of their locked down THC cannabis trade in the state.
So while we're talking hemp, I got to bring up Delta 8. This is the so-called designer drug that comes from hemp. It's very popular. Is this new law going to have any impact on that?
Under AB 45, you cannot put Delta 8 THC in a CBD product. It makes a big difference that CBD is specifically not THC or some of these other quote-unquote isomers of THC. And so as you see more Delta 8 and Delta 11 and THCO and all these weird designer or novel cannabinoids coming out, the regulators are going to be taking a very jaundiced-eyed look at them vis-a-vis traditional CBD, which again has no euphoric effect. It's not going to make you giggly. People are just taking it to calm down.
Now let's shift gears from hemp and talk more about cannabis. I mean, it's been legal for recreational purposes here in California for nearly 5 years. There's a new law that brings us back to its medical usage. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, Senate Bill 311, Ryan's Law, allows people to use cannabis, for cancer, chemotherapy, nausea, and neuropathic pain, and sleep and anxiety and spasms when they're terminally ill in a hospital setting. Medical marijuana started with the sickest people needing a medical defense against using cannabis for end-of-life issues. You know, it's 2021, and those people still can't access cannabinoids in a hospital setting. Up until now, people have been sneaking cannabis in hospital settings or hospice settings. There's a bunch of caveats to SB 11, but in general, you know, it says yes to the terminally ill accessing cannabinoids in a medical setting for the first time here in California. That's a big deal. Other medical marijuana states have promulgated similar protections for patients, but it's sort of circled back to the state that started the medical marijuana revolution, California itself.
Governor Newsom vetoed a similar bill back in 2019. Do you know what changed this time around?
You know, the governor said that he hasn't really heard from the federal authorities about the issue with cannabis being a Schedule I drug that is deemed to have no medical use and a high potential for abuse vis-a-vis these healthcare facilities. All these healthcare facilities care about their billing. 62% of all primary payer money comes from Medicaid. And, you know, it's $3.6 billion a year. And they don't want to mess up how they're getting paid. SB 311 says, you know, assuming the feds don't mind you facilitating access on your facility, assuming you don't get a letter or a note, you got to allow people to use this. And it remains to be seen if there's going to be pushback from federal authorities. But so far, they seem to have bigger priorities than messing with end-of-life issues with the terminally ill here in hospital settings.
Now, before we let you go, the governor's been on something of a signing spree. He signed hundreds of new bills into law, but dozens were vetoed. One of them that didn't make the cut was a bill that would have allowed cannabis advertising on billboards along the freeway. Why didn't that one make it?
Because Proposition 64, when voters passed it, essentially banned interstate freeway billboard advertising. The industry wanted it. You know, it's responsible for 57,000 jobs and $3.7 billion in sales in 2020. And the Bureau of Cannabis Control essentially allowed them to get it, assuming the billboard wasn't within 15 miles of a state border. Well, a judge in San Luis Obispo blocked the BCC from allowing it. A Senator Bill Quirk tried to make this bill to allow chronic signs on the freeway, and essentially it's failed. You know, it's a bigger question of where you can advertise drugs in the U.S. You know, up until the 80s, we didn't have direct-to-consumer drug advertising, and now turn on cable news. With cannabis legalization, parents are really sensitive to what their teens are seeing on the freeway, and the promise of Prop 64 was that marijuana would be kept out of the public view. Industry still wants the billboard advertising rights because they're limited in terms of where they can advertise, whether it's Yelp or local signage or Google or Facebook or Instagram. But the fact remains is that, you know, there's this tussle over what we mean, how free speech really is, and whether, you know, a commercial drug advertisement is protected speech, especially if it's protected speech on the public airwaves or on freeway rights of way. And so far, it's generally not. You know, I got to say, like, highway billboards are pretty old school, and I think weed people think they're more creative than that. And so we're seeing businesses more go for more direct advertising like email newsletters or simple message services. And then you can always advertise on non-interstate highways and on signs. I'm sure the outdoor billboard advertising for those places just went up.
We've been talking to David Downs. He is the senior editor at Leafly. Thanks for coming on to explain these new laws, David.
Thank you.